Matt, you play this team, it seems, almost every year now. Does it have kind of the feeling, I think your coach was saying, of a division game? Has it reached that much of a rivalry game for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think there's been a lot said, you know, about, you know, the matchups that we've had over the last, 4 years. And, you know, I think we definitely have familiarity with him, and it does feel as though it's kind of like the, you know, the Colts-type game, where we end up playing each other every year. So, yeah, a little bit.
Matt, are they doing anything differently without Sean Merriman?
No, I mean, it's pretty much a lot of the same stuff. You know, a lot of pressure, a lot of edge pressure. You know, a lot of guys, you know, in and out of the line of scrimmage and a lot of movement. So I don't really, you know, I really don't think from what we've seen on film that they've changed the way that they approach each game.
Did they flip sides? Like, is Phillips now playing the side that Merriman maybe played in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see, you know, Sean's going to be over to the strength side where, you know, Merriman, that was kind of his role in the past. And I think you're going to, you know, you're going to see, you know, guys like Harris and Giles on the backside of that. And but pretty much they're playing, you know, the same spots that they always have.
Matt, what is your background with Nick Hardwick? Were you guys teammates back at Purdue?
With Phillips?
With Hardwick, the center?
Yeah, with Hardwick. And, you know, Hardwick came in after I'd left, and I believe he was actually a walk-on at one point. And then Phillips and I played together for a couple of years. You know, he was a young guy in the system when I graduated. But, you know, we definitely have some background there.
So maybe a little Purdue on Purdue, is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, oh yeah, we've had some fun over the years, you know, facing each other. And, you know, he kind of, when he was at Purdue, he had guys like, you know, Roosevelt Colvin that, you know, he kind of modeled his, you know, game after a little bit when he was young in his, you know, in his early years. And, you know, I kind of see a little bit of that style and the way he plays. But, you know, again, he was a younger guy when we were there. But we had some good battles in college, and it's been fun, you know, facing him, you know, in San Diego.
Matt, how different has this week been because you guys aren't at home?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been different. You know, today went, you know, pretty much like it always does, aside from, you know, having to travel, going over to San Jose State and little things like that. It's pretty much straight-up work week for us. And if anything, it actually gives us a little bit more time to go over things and, you know, film, study, or get together as a group because we are, you know, we're all staying in one area, so, you know, it kind of makes it easier for us to work on some of these things that otherwise might have taken a little bit more time, or guys' schedules might have been conflicting or whatever. So we're definitely going to get enough. We're going to learn a lot about these guys in a short period here.
Is there a team-building aspect to it? Do you feel like it's good for the team as a group?
Well, yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's just what we needed to do, you know, for this type of a week and just the situation of playing two West Coast trips. But I think it does give you a little bit more time together. You're away from your families. You're away from a lot of distractions that you have when you're at home. And your sole focus and your sole purpose for being out here is to go down and play a great game this weekend and prepare yourself to, you know, face, you know, this challenge this week. You know, two road games like this, it's going to take a lot out of us, and we're going to need to be as focused as we can be. So I think it's, you know, I think it's going to end up being a situation where we're going to get, you know, more study and more film work and all the little things, you know, hopefully get those things figured out here and have a good week of preparation.
Matt, after last year's game against the Chargers, the last one, I think Hardwick, the center there, he had some harsh words for one of your teammates, Richard Seymour, and I think he was basically saying he was a dirty player. I was just sort of curious if you had any reaction to that. I know you mentioned that you and Nick weren't teammates. He came in after you at Purdue, but just knowing maybe both guys, I was just sort of curious if you had any reaction to his remarks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about that aspect, and I didn't watch that side of the game, so, you know, I wouldn't be the Richard would probably be the person to ask that question, too. They have a little bit more of an intimate relationship when it comes to playing against one another, so, you know, but, you know how it goes, so, you know, when you tough game, tough tough situation to be in. We've been there, so. And he might have just meant physically dirty. You know how you get in those games.
So it was a compliment?
Yeah, you know, working hard, got a lot of dirt on you.
You're such an optimist, Matt.
Well, you know, you got to look at the bright side, right? We good?
Sounds good, Matt.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.